Hello, welcome to Am I Old Yet? A comedy drama programme broadcast by podcast. This is episode 16. The Problem with Janie. Jennifer.
Hi, Helen. Sorry to bother you.
No bother at all. Everything okay?
Oh, yes. Lovely, thanks. I just wanted to let you know we're going away for the weekend.
Great.
Taking Nana to visit her friends in Oxford.
Are they all 102?
Oh, no. They're youngsters, only in their 90s. But they've known each other for so many years and they love to keep in touch. They're in a lovely care home just outside of Oxford.
And now you can actually visit them. That's wonderful.
Yes. Jenny, I think Harry is on his way.
Okay, Nana. Hi, Madeline.
Helen, how are you?
I'm just grand, thank you. I see you're off to have an adventure.
One has to take them as they come, no? Are you having adventures too?
Oh, yes. It's all a bit shocking what one can get up to if only one leaves the house from time to time. Who'd have thought?
Oh, yes, it did. We'd almost forgotten that, hadn't we? It's amazing how quickly we can adapt.
Some of us, anyway.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, it just seems to me that some of us have learned over the years that nothing stays the same for very long. But the youngsters find the instability very challenging.
Oh, yes, I suppose they do. They don't like it when things change around them, out of their control. I do remember that. When I was a young woman, I thought I should be the one who did the changing, not my parents.
I think you're right. Although, children are very adaptable, as long as you keep them in the loop.
In the loop?
Well, I'm thinking about the time I took Janie to Australia for 3 years when she was about 10. I gave her a good 6 months to get used to the idea, it's true. And by the time we set off, she was quite happy to go along with it. Might not work for all children, I suppose.
And how did she feel about coming back?
Now, there's a good question. She seemed to be okay at the time, but I do wonder.
Here comes Harry. We better get on. Well, I want to hear all about your current adventures when I get back. Did Jenny tell you? We're going to Oxford for the weekend.
She did. I hope you find your friends in good health.
So do I. You just cannot tell from how people sound over the phone. Do you find that?
Yes, Harry. We better get on.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe.
You too.
How are you, lovely one?
Don't you lovely one me, Mum. I've just had Susie on the phone telling me you've been picking up young men in the street.
What are you talking
about?
What
on earth is going on? Are you ill? Are you so lonely?
Calm down, Janie.
I will not calm down. I'm worried about you, and you simply cannot go wandering about the streets talking to strange men, buying them drinks.
Why not?
Why not? Are you serious, Mum?
Too right, I'm serious. Why shouldn't I take a nice young man to a cafe and buy him a cup of hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate?
Yes, with marshmallows.
Well, but
what's wrong with that?
But who was he? How did you meet him? You didn't really pick him up, did you, Mum?
Of course not. But what if I did? I am allowed to meet new people, aren't I? Or am I expected to just settle for people I already know at my age? Is that what this is all about?
Oh, no, of course not.
I don't see any of course about it. Or should I be bringing any new people I meet home to be approved by you? Is that what this is about? You don't think I'm capable of making a judgment about people I should know and those I shouldn't?
No, Mum, not at all. But Susie says he told you he's an actor. Bit far-fetched, don't you think? Mum, I just worry about you.
Janie, why? Am I losing it? Do you know something
surely,
I don't?
Mum, you must admit, it's not like you to just meet up with a strange man on the street and take him to a cafe for a drink of...
Of hot chocolate. The clue is in the word chocolate,
what
Janie.
What do you mean?
It was a child, a 15-year-old child, on the cusp of manhood, but it's a pretty long cusp, I would say. And I didn't pick him up, he picked me up.
What?
Well, not exactly, but he did rescue me. I had left my Picos Blue in the cheese shop, and he ran after me to give it to me. Then he let me into his family garden to sit on the bench for a rest. So I offered to treat him to a drink in the cafe.
Oh.
Yes. And he is an actor. At least, he's an apprentice actor, studying at one of those stage schools.
Which one?
I don't know. I didn't think to interrogate him. How many are there?
Well, there's Sylvia Young. Mom, are you trying to change the subject?
Whatever would make you think such a thing?
Oh, dear.
What?
Nothing.
Now, don't go all sulky on me, Janie.
Mom, I'm not sulking. I'm upset. And you don't seem to care whether you upset me or not. I called you because I was genuinely worried about
you. Why? Oh, Janie, I am genuinely sorry that you are upset, but I am worried that you get in such a state when there's nothing to worry about.
Well, I didn't know that. I just thought...
Yes, you just thought. And you know what thought did, don't you?
No.
He thought he'd plant a feather and he'd grow a chicken.
What? Did you just make that up?
No, I heard it somewhere when I was a child. Never forgot it. It makes no sense whatsoever, does it?
Not a skerrick.
Right. And it makes no sense to me that you jump to the worst possible conclusions all the time to upset yourself and for no good reason. If you wanted to know who my new young friend was, all you had to do was ask. But no, you assume I'm losing the plot, incapable of distinguishing between a decent human being and a mass murderer?
Oh, now you're being ridiculous. I thought no such thing.
Good. Although I suppose he could have been a very immature serial killer, preying on elderly cheese addicts.
Yes, he could.
Well, let's just be thankful he was so easily distracted from his wicked intentions by a hot chocolate.
Maybe it was the marshmallows.
You're probably right. I hadn't thought of that.
And you know what thought did?
What?
It thought it would plant a feather and grow an eagle.
I thought it was a chicken.
I prefer eagle.
A bald eagle.
Well, I guess if you plant enough feathers, that's what you would get.
Or a pterodactyl.
At this rate, we could end up with a whole flock of dinosaurs.
Flying brontosaurus.
That was The Problem with Janie, episode 16 of Am I Old Yet? By Floyd Kennedy. In this episode, the roles of... Oh, well, actually, they were all played by me. Sometimes I forget who plays what, and it's me all along. Now, let's get sensible here. If you want to find out more about the program, head on over to the website, www.am-i-old-yet.com. And if you'd like to support the podcast, because we're totally unfunded, we're totally unfunded, and I can't stand adverts. Oh, this is an advert, isn't it? Oh, dear. Never mind. I do have a Patreon account, and I think I've got some pretty special benefits over there if you could donate a few pennies a month to keep us going. Like you could have me giving the voicemail message on your phone in any character voice that you fancy. Or you could ask a
question of one of the characters and anything you'd like to know about them, and I will arrange for that character to respond. Okay, enough nonsense for now. I've got another episode to cook up for you for next week. So, have a lovely week. Stay safe.
And as I passed through middle age, that's when the days were strong. I found what I was good at, and I had my praises sung. My girlhood dreams came closer for a few short years. I strive to make the best of it without favour or fear. With me toor-a-lassie whack, the lassie toor-a-loor-a-lay. And now I'm in my senior years, the days are very short. My attention spans even shorter, and my dreams have come to naught. And while I might seem cynical of all my life to date, when it comes to my two hero sons, I reckon it's not too late. With me toor-a-lassie whack, the lassie toor-a-loor-a-lay. Oh, when I was a little girl, that's when the earth was young. Many a girlish deed I did, and I had my praises sung. I fought with life 10,000 times and always lost, but then the earth would turn and I would learn to fight all over again. With me toor-a-lassie whack, the lassie toor-a-loor-a-lay. With me toor-a-lassie whack, the lassie toor-a-loor-a-lay.